thing. After you're done eating Thanksgiving, like you were like you, it's just mentally, no, physically and mentally tolling on your body. You just want to sit on the couch.
Yeah, we do a big. We have a dodgeball before the meal.
Yeah, that's good move.
Meal at like 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sleep. Wake yes. up, and maybe even Black Friday. Never buy oh. anything. Just like to watch.
Just go.
Just go.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very fun.
Yeah, Black Friday's. It's. I feel like it's tough when. Yeah, oh, I guess
so
you have
scary.
To.
It's so
yeah,
scary.
I think you definitely need to do the Thanksgiving dinner earlier if you want to do Black Friday because, like, I'm just, I don't know. My sister would go out like 12 midnight, but like, I can't make it out then. I'm too tired.
You gotta do your post turkey pre Black Friday nap.
Yeah.
There's a grace period.
No, it's a very big grace period very and it needs to happen. Period. It's
almost
like
a full-on sleep.
Yeah, no, it is. Because the amount of food you have in your stomach, you're metabolizing it. Mm-hmm. So you're metabolizing the same amount of food that you would have if you slept on a regular night.
Mm-hmm.
So it equals each other.
The hard Black Friday shoppers, they don't do turkey.
No, they can't. There's no way.
There's no way they get the energy.
Because they'll be metabolizing sleeping food
mm-hmm.
by the time they need to be shopping. That's mm-hmm. you can't metabolize, you can't sleep. And also shop at the same time.
No, you cannot.
I mean, come on, Amazon.
There, yeah.
I mean, you could probably make that happen, but.
That's Cyber Monday.
Yeah, Cyber Monday. That's true.
That's the beauty.
I like Cyber Monday. Yeah, too. Cyber Monday's fun. I'm not a big online shopper, but.
It's good. Sometimes yeah. you need a electric head massager.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten that thing where it's? I think Sam has it. It's like the thing where you just put on your head. It's got like. Can you explain
crazy.
It?
It's crazy. It's like
explain it.
Like a claw.
Oh, like a claw mm-hmm. from like one of those like a Toy Story
mm-hmm.
where it's coming down, but it has a bunch of wires and it like and you put it up and down your head and it probably feels
in the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment that it happens, I swear I leave my body and I'm looking down on it.
That's probably the best description I've ever gotten of that. It's
amazing.
No, you feel like yeah, and you feel like your soul is like. Like almost turned it like the ghost of
yeah.
Christmas past.
Mm-hmm.
It's I highly and it costs $2. It's probably the best return on investment you can ever get.
All right.
Okay, so it looks like our show is down to an end here. We'll finish you off with one song and then someone else will come on. But thank you guys for listening. And this was Bird Watching.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stout, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
WMFO in Medford. This is Sky Bar filling in for the 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock hour. My show, as you regular listeners know, is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Jumping in, though, and helping out a little bit here. This is a band. This is a song, actually, I should say, called City Lights.
Taking it, you want attention. a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving. He didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Came in town with a pocket full of songs. I made the rounds, but I didn't last long. Now I'm out on this highway with a bone cold chill. Somewhere north of Nashville, I lie awake in the middle of the night, making a list of things that I didn't do right. With you at the top of a long page field, here somewhere north of Nashville. Deal I made, the price was strong. I traded you for this song. We woke each morning with hearts filled, a bluebird of love on the windowsill. Now the heart's unsteady, the night is still. All I got's this melody and time. Here somewhere north of Nashville. Here somewhere north of
measured in dollars and in cents.
That was Anti-Flag with a song called The Criminals. Before that, New Springsteen off of Western Stars, somewhere north of Nashville. Justine and the Unclean with Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke. Indonesian Junk with City Lights. Those of you who don't know my show, I play a lot of local music, a lot of national music as well, but I stick to a lot of local stuff, and I play a lot of stuff that you would not hear on the normal airwaves, commercial radio. This is a band called The Coat Hangers.
Oh, scene. You know she gonna burn down everything. She an arsonist in her pastime. She's the queen, and he's the one whose neck is in the guillotine. And he said, I'm a match, she can't see. You know she gonna burn down. So she starts shaking, but a victim till his heart starts breaking. No real tears, cause she don't mean it. This landscape used to be so scenic, and he can make it out if he can dream it. Rising up from the ash, he's a phoenix. I'm a match, she can't see. You know she gonna burn down.
All those last three bands that I played were bands that I didn't know anything about. They opened up or, in some case, headline shows that I went to, going to see another band. In other words, the Interrupters, I went to see, I think it was either the Dropkick Murphys. Losing my voice here. I'll be with you in a minute. Either the Dropkick Murphys or Rancid. I didn't know anything about the Interrupters. Liked them a lot. And since then, they've kind of taken off. This was a couple of years ago. And now they're pretty, they're actually being played on commercial radio. They're selling out places all around the country and in overseas. And I liked them a lot when I saw them, and so there you go. You never know what you're going to find. Screaming Females, before that with a song called I'll Make You Sorry, I saw open up for Bob Mould. And again, I didn't know anything about the Screaming Females. I went to see Bob Mould. They opened up. And, of course, if I'm playing music, that means obviously I liked them. So I got their CD, one of their many CDs. And the Coat Hangers, with the song Bimbo. Coat Hangers headlined, I think it was either the Downhalls, a local band called the Downhalls, or someone similar to them. And I hung around for the Coat Hangers, and I liked their show. So you never know when you get out there what you're going to find. Sometimes it's you just there to see one band, and that ends up being the only band you have an interest in. But sometimes you stumble on stuff that you like a lot, so it pays to get out there and see shows. This is a local guy called Nat Friedberg.
Too far. Where I try not to hide from you. why not? And if you could be me, I'm sure we both agree. If I could be the one, you'd be the one for me. Be the one for me. All right, yeah, if I
That was the Dropkick Murphys with a song called Sandlot off their CD 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. I heard they have some new stuff ready to go, new release in 2020, so we'll keep our ears listening up for that. The Dirty Truckers with Like Him off of Best of the Dirty Truckers. The Sheila Devine with a song called The Morbs off a record by the same name. The Sheila Devine also have a new CD record out, well, coming out. I thought they were going to have it out this year, but it looks like it's going to slip into 2020, but they also have some new stuff. I've heard a few of the songs, and it sounds pretty good. Nat Friedberg opened that little setup with If I Could Be the One. 7:46, about 14 minutes left before my show actually starts. This is Megan Tracy and the Misconnections. Yes, Megan Tracy and the Misconnections.
I like you a lot, I might say, but I like a lot of people these days. And it's beautiful when you don't give a damn about anyone. What's the point of losing yourself if you can't rely on anybody else? So don't tell me I'm breaking your heart if I never said anything. Tell anyone. It's hard to pretend I don't care. Imagining your fingers in my hair. You're so beautiful when you're telling me just what I'm doing wrong. Not for long.
That was Krista Johnson with After All off her CD Talk, Talk, Talk. Before that, Watts, Ghosts on the Dance Floor. 757 WMFO in Medford. My show starts in 3 minutes. I'm going to play some Stiff Little Fingers to bring you into that. And we'll be back with Rising with Skybar. Stiff Little Fingers.